afternoon, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's 10 past 12, it's Friday. I'm just doing some washing, so you might be able to hear the washing machine in the background. The door's closed, so maybe not, particularly once I put the music on this. Whatever. So where am I today? I'm feeling much more normal. I'm feeling less ill, but I'm still a bit ill. But I'm now actively doing things to recover rather than just letting my body recover. As I mentioned, I think yesterday, a bit of exercise. Got myself one of those vitamin-rich kind of tonic things. My appetite is not entirely back, but I'm certainly feeding myself more calories now. I had a therapy session this morning, which is a very interesting one, actually. I think my reluctance to do podcasts lately, partly because I've been ill, but also I've welcomed it because I felt that I'm just talking and talking and talking and talking. And the same has been the case in the therapy I've been doing. And I think the past sort of couple of months have actually just been getting everything out. Just blabber everything out. And perhaps that's what the podcast has always been. And now I got to a point where I'm ready to engage in some deeper work. The podcast is just kind of a supporting actor in the work I'm doing now, as opposed to the central character, which it was. You know, the Podpark was the central character in all of it. Well, that's how it felt, and I was kind of playing a bit part. Maybe I was just the narrator of the story. But it certainly feels like everything I've done up to now, all the desire to talk and be heard and say what I feel I want to say or just let out whatever comes out, has been to clear a space, to clear the decks. And by clearing all that out the way, I suppose it feels like there's a path now. Don't know where it's going to go, but actually it feels like there's a path now. And again, I'll refer to all the kind of significant people that have come into my life. I think what's very significant about all those relationships is that I now feel that there's actually a space for me. And I'm embracing that space rather than feeling like I'm encroaching on other people's spaces. So there's definitely a shift going on here. And it's one I'm very much enjoying. You know, it's spacious, it's freer. I don't know if I've got anything else to say. I feel like I have this time, actually. You know, again, you notice these little things about yourself. Well, maybe you don't, but it's worth noticing these little things. The shift from saying, I think I'm done, and then talking on and on. And I know I'm doing that now. Not on and on, but I've actually got something I want to say. To finishing the podcasts very abruptly was maybe just a sign that I've said not all I need to say, but I've said all I need to say on that kind of level of my thinking, my consciousness. And clearing that path is enabling me to get to a deeper level of work than I previously was. That's what it feels like anyway. And if that's what it feels like, then that's what it is for me. But certainly my therapist has been very good at turning me back to myself every time I go wandering off into other things. You know, holding up that mirror so I can actually see myself. So there's very much a sense of I'm finding myself. You know, all these glib things that people say. But when you start to do the real work, you really do get to know yourself, good and bad. I was very pissed off on Wednesday. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. I think it was when I did the last podcast. It might have been yesterday, actually. But that's all lifted. You know, these feelings have passed and they might come back. But that's just life, isn't it? That is just life. My washing's done now. I can hear the washing machine bleeping. I don't need to rush off and do anything about that immediately. But equally, I don't want the washing to get too creased by just sitting in the washing machine. It deserves to be bought out and dried lovingly on the radiators, probably. Ready for me to wear once more. So I'm going to go now. Namaste.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo.
Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.